War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Is that Joe Biden enjoying a McDonald's ice cream cone served to him by Donald Trump? That's something right there. I didn't know Joe Biden was at the Trump McDonald's. He needed an ice cream, and Biden got it from his favorite president, Donald Trump. Soft serve. See, we can have unity. It's possible. All right, development here in Michigan, and a lot of people are in belief Trump is going to win Michigan. I'm of the opposite belief for the same reason he's not going to win Pennsylvania. And so you have the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, attacking Elon Musk, saying he's spreading dangerous disinformation. And I believe it was Michigan, too, as well as Pennsylvania, where you had counties that had more voters than registered votes. And, of course, Michigan was one of the states that got the vote Viagra for Biden at 3:30 in the morning. And the claim from Musk was that Michigan has more registered voters than eligible voters. And then a community notes said Michigan had 7.9 voting age citizens, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, and 8.3 million registered voters. And that the extra 500,000 inactive voters were going to be removed, but not till 2027. So that was Democrat court victories. They wouldn't clear their voter rolls until 2027. Well, Jocelyn Benson is accusing Elon Musk of disinformation, saying that there are 7.2 million active registered voters and 7.9 citizens of voting age. Misleading number that includes 1.2 million inactive records slated for removal in accordance with the law. But again, that removal isn't till 2027. Musk responds, Jocelyn Benson, shame on you for blatantly lying to the public. You only plan to remove the ineligible voters after the election. So, yeah, and that's after the midterms, the following midterms, not just the presidential election. So why wouldn't they remove the ineligible voters before the presidential election? Well, I think the answer is obvious. And who helped get Jocelyn Benson in office? Well, that wouldn't be... Well, yes, it would. George Soros. George Soros. So, yeah. See why I have Michigan going blue. Hey, go out, vote for Trump. Too big to rig. Make it overwhelming. He should win it anyway. But I land on these conclusions for reasons. I'm just here to give you political play-by-play. What you do with that information is up to you. I still advise everybody to go vote. Everybody go vote. Everybody go vote for Trump. Everybody in Michigan. But, yeah, I think you get the story here. They won't clear the voter rolls. Mm-hmm. Wonder why. All right, let's go back to the calls. And let's go to... Well, let's go to Georgia, and Jolie is in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Owen. So I got my vote in, and I heard you talking the other day about Vote Hub, and I went to look at that, and I saw, like, a whole lot of blue voting. And when I clicked on it, it was saying Biden. Are they? I don't know. Yeah. I'm really confused. It said 2024.
Now, give me a little more specific here. Did you get the email alerts, or what do you mean when you say you clicked on it?
So it was like a big map, and I was clicking on the blue counties, and it said Biden was winning. It didn't say like how many votes between Biden and
Trump. I'd have to see what you're talking about to really provide commentary. I mean, I don't know. It could be a mistake. It could be you were looking at a 2020 thing. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it could just be they haven't updated it from Harris. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hey, but whoa, real quick. Did she drop?
I'm just
curious. What do you think Georgia looks like right now?
I've really only seen Trump signs. I saw one Biden-Harris sticker when I was driving around.
So if Harris wins Georgia, will anybody in Georgia believe it?
I am not really sure. I'm close to the Atlanta area.
Would
so
you
I'm not
believe
really
it?
Climate. I wouldn't believe it, no.
Okay. All right, Jolie, thank you for the call. Let's stay in Georgia. We've got Jack in Atlanta. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? Longtime listener. Been listening for about 20 years and first time caller.
Right on.
I think you've been doing a great job, man, ever since you started there. But yeah, so I am formerly from DeKalb County, and I moved down to Coweta, which is about 30 minutes south of Fulton. And one thing I will say is that down here, you mentioned early voting a few days ago, and I couldn't early vote on my first day. It was packed with people. Mm. Now, this is not, you know, Fulton County.
Was that day one of early voting?
No. It was in the middle of the week. So, like, it had been going for, like, a few days, and it was packed even when I got there and finally got in. So, and like I said, this is not a blue area. I mean, the only primary blue areas, there's Fulton County, and then there's Bibb County down where Macon, Georgia is, but that's about it.
Well, and I was getting the same reports out of North Carolina, too, where it was, I mean, huge lines of early voters in the deep red areas.
So I like to think that people are buying into the whole thing of, you know, make it too big to rig, as in, you know, everyone's getting out. So I like to think that. But on the flip side of things, I will tell you that in Fulton County, it's a well-oiled machine. I mean, you know, everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's so corrupt there. It's crazy. I mean, they got Trump in court. They put him in jail. They sued Giuliani. You know, they shut down the polling centers over a fake water main break. They triple count ballots. I mean, oh, yeah, they do it all.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I like to think that, you know, Georgia is going to go red. But to be honest, between what Kemp did in the previous general election, where he didn't really stand up, I know that him and Trump, they allegedly got back together and they're on good terms now. Between what happened with him and Kemp, and between what happened with Raffensperger, I'm not 100% certain what's going to happen. And just as far as the people go, my family is a very blue family. It's one of those where I had to agree to disagree with all of them. And I'm telling you, when COVID happened, it was Trump's fault.
Yep.
But after Trump was out of office, all of a sudden they didn't care. They just don't care. They don't care anything. They only care about what the TV box tells them. So anyway, that's my experience.
Well, and I would say too that there was kind of an underreported, underappreciated, if you will, aspect of the 2020 election that a lot of people just did blame Trump for COVID. So again, COVID, they were able to run a lot of cover with COVID. And it was really their big cover technique to get Biden in there, to install Biden. They don't have that cover anymore. But what about your blue fan? I mean, are they enthusiastic to vote for Harris? Because, I mean, there's a situation where people just won't show up. I mean, really, they will just not show up to vote for Harris.
I think it's like you said, where when you have a lot of single younger women, and I happen to have some of those in my immediate family, and, you know, the abortion issue, it just fires them all up. I don't know why it fires them up so much. I think probably way more people in my way more women in my family have had abortions than what I know. But it's, you know, like you said, for one reason or another, it fires them up. And maybe it's just a mixture of, you know, the hold that it takes on people. I mean, you know, you talked about before the HBCUs, and all of my siblings went to HBCUs. And I feel like that's a huge thing where, you know, they go in, they're thinking normal, and then they come out and they're like lifelong Democrats. And they put a chip on black people's shoulders in there.
It's like a guilt trip.
I mean, it's like times 10, man. So I, you know, it's funny because I'm the only one who didn't go to one, and I got a great education. I just didn't get any woke, you know, curriculum or anything. And, you know,
boy, isn't that something?
Well, the crazy thing is, like I said, I stuck to my education, and I make more than all of my siblings. And I'm the youngest one, but they're all Democrats, and they all need the government.
Wow, that's a whole story right there, and I'm sure it's not an isolated one either. You know, I bet there's plenty of examples out there, much like yours. All right, Jack, appreciate that update from Atlanta. You know, hey, look, I'll go with human intelligence. When I first saw the early voting lines, I was like, this is bad. Democrats usually vote early at a much better rate than Republicans, and that's still true. But people in North Carolina, people in Georgia are telling me, no, these are red. These are deep red areas that are voting early now. So, okay. And the early voting results would say it's not as bad as I anticipated it, except in Pennsylvania. It's just so, so sad. And, you know, we'll see. All the people that put all that work and that time and money and effort into Pennsylvania, you know, we'll see how they feel when the results come out. Let's go to Caleb in Austin. Caleb, you